our first group of matriculating eighth graders, those students who were founding Kipsters in fifth grade in 2009, by the end of seventh grade, 66% of our seventh graders were on or above grade level in mathematics, and 45% of our seventh graders were on or above grade level in communication arts. That put us actually ahead of the state average for all students in mathematics, and in fact, a third of our students in seventh grade performed at the advanced level in the Missouri assessment.
What is your strategy? How do you do that besides increasing the length of the school year? How do you get those scores up?
There's a KIPP quote that has four words, and they are work hard, be nice. It's hard work, so we go a longer school day. Our kids start school at 7:30 in the morning. They leave school at 5 o'clock at night. They have about 2 hours of homework on average every day. They come for 3 weeks of school during the summer. We have alternating Saturday schools so that kids come every other Saturday. But we believe that it's that sort of work ethic that is required for students to catch up who are behind by fifth grade. Otherwise, if you don't start catching up in middle school years, the data suggests that you will never catch up. And then it's also the character development. So making sure that we're promoting gratitude and zest and grit and curiosity and self-control so that our students will have not just the academic traits, but the character traits that they need to really persevere and persist through high school, college, and in life beyond.
Do you have students who come in, having come from traditional schools, and their attitudes are really bad about having to go to school so long and every other Saturday?
Yeah, like I've never met a fifth grader who said, I can't wait to go to school 10 hours a day and on Saturdays and during the summer. That is not how children are necessarily wired. But our goal is we've got to catch kids up. The current national college completion rate for students who are in poverty, who are probably behind, and who are kids of color is about 8%. 8% of adults who grew up in those circumstances have college degrees. At KIPP nationally now, our national average for college completion for students who have completed eighth grade at KIPP schools is 40%. We believe that that's what is required to get kids to and through.
So often we hear about charter schools closing, or they're on the brink of closure, or they've lost their sponsorships. What are you doing different, not only from traditional schools, but other charter schools in the area who have been deemed failures? Is there something different about your model?
It is hard to run a school, especially schools that are serving high poverty neighborhoods where families and students haven't had great experiences in schools. And so for anyone, it's hard, whether you're traditional, a charter, or a parochial school, or a private school. I think what KIPP is doing that's different, that I think gives us some strength, is that, first of all, we're part of a national network that is really committed to performance, to student achievement, and to student academic success. And pretty much all of our resources, we are committing to student learning, creating great classroom experiences, to extending the school day. So things that we know are specifically aligned and correlated with student outcomes at the end of the day.
Okay, so let's end on this. We've talked about the successes. What are you really looking to improve?
We ask ourselves this all the time, right? Like the one thing that I think if we are going to continue to be a world-class educational institution, we talk a lot about our students and their successes, but we have the most unbelievable teachers that you will find anywhere. Human capital is going to be a big challenge for education and education reform in our region, but I'm confident that, by putting in the right programs and the right supports, that we can shift the tide here in St. Louis.